Thought for today. I do not feel age when I focus on my dreams. I do not feel age when I focus on my dreams. So many times we focus on everything else under the sun, and then we feel tired, we feel sort of old, decrepit, we feel, oh, life's just not worth living anymore, because, you know, everything's going by so fast and things are just not as nice as they could be. And what happens when we do that? When we do that, that's called giving up. Now, it's okay to give up. It's perfectly okay to give up. It's okay to just ignore everything and to just not get much out of life. It's okay to do that. But the thing is, are you having any fun? Are you enjoying yourself while you're giving up? Are you enjoying yourself while you're saying to yourself there's not much fun in life? And the answer, of course, is no. We don't enjoy ourselves when we give up. We don't enjoy ourselves when we make excuses for not being perfect. Now, say, for instance, you would like to do a job, and you'd like to do it perfectly. For instance, it's cleaning the house, cleaning the floor. You want to do it perfectly, okay? You look at the floor, and you see it's pretty dirty. It has been taken care of over the time, but it's still pretty dirty. Now, it's a tile floor in the kitchen, and you want to wash it nice and clean. You notice that in the grout, there are dirty marks in the grout where dirt has gotten over a period of time and hasn't been scrubbed up. And you think, well, now I could soak that out with some sort of bleach and put it in there. And you say, nope, I'm going to do this right. So you take grout clean, which is a material that cleans the grout and cleans the places between the tiles where the grout is. And you take a brush, and you don't get on your knees. You sit down. You might as well enjoy it, you know. And so you take a bucket of water, and you take the grout clean, and you sit there, and you say, I like me, 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 I like me. Now, that may be a little too fast for the grout. So you want to say, I like me, scrub. 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 And you think to yourself, my goodness, this is going to take all day. This is going to take hours to scrub that tile up this way. And what should your answer be? So what? So what? When you get done scrubbing that tile, you're going to have implanted in your consciousness so wonderfully and so powerfully the I like me concept that you won't even think that you were cleaning the tile. You won't even think that you were cleaning the floor. You won't give it a thought. Now, I'm sort of a picky person. When I open a bottle and I take the stuff out, if the bottle it goes into the trash, I still pull the labels off it. And I'll take a razor blade and I'll scratch the labels off and so forth. And scratching labels off of a bottle that's going into the trash, why are you doing that? Well, I just like to see the bottle nice and clean. You are a sick cat, you know, wanting to see a bottle nice and clean that's going in the trash. Why are you doing that? Well, because everything I handle, I like to be as perfect as possible. Now, I even bought some gum off stuff. So you just take it on the top of the bottle, and you wipe it around there, and all the gummy stuff comes off. And you think to yourself, why are you making this bottle so lovely just for the trash? Why are you making this bottle so lovely just for the trash? Why are you making this bottle so lovely just for... I'm not making it lovely for the trash. I'm making it lovely for me. Anything that goes through my hands, I would like to have represent me as a very beautiful thing. Oh, my God, Herb, if you worked in some sort of a factory with, hey, conditions are conditions. Where I am not working in a factory, I'm working in a in my home, I'm working in wherever I'm working, and I like things to be neat and clean. Now, you say that's sort of a fetish. Well, yes, it could be a fetish. But a fetish is where you want things clean beyond belief, beyond imagination. Just having things nice and clean, that's not a fetish. That's just a pleasant experience. Now, why do I like to have things nice and clean? Why do I like to have things orderly and have things pleasant? Why do I like that? Well, I like that because it makes me feel good. It makes me feel good that I care about every little thing that comes into my consciousness. Everything. No matter how big it is or how small it is, I care about it. And you see, I don't feel my age when I focus on my dreams. My dreams are having everything in beautiful divine order. Now, what are your dreams? Are your dreams having everything stinky? Are your dreams having everything half done or half nice? Of course not. Your dreams are just like my dreams, but you may not put the same emphasis on them that I put on it. I enjoy doing this. I was visiting my wife, Faith, and as I was visiting her kitchen, I saw all sorts of things that needed to be done. Well, now, if I were just to get busy and clean up her kitchen for her, she would think that I was being picky. She would think that I was recognizing her imperfections instead of recognizing that she's just having her household going through whatever it's going through. So I was able to take a glass out of the sink, rinse it, and have a glass of water, and put it away, and not touch anything else in the sink. Not touch anything else in the sink. Now, that's a tough thing to do if you feel that you must take care of somebody else's world. Now, I would like to have her in my world having everything orderly, but I was arranging her bedroom for her. She wanted to put her guest bed, the little bed that slides underneath her bed, underneath the bed, but it wouldn't go. So I put it under there, and then I thought her desk would look nice in another corner than it was. And she's, oh, no, don't put that there. I want to put an exercise device there. Don't put that there. So I moved it back. At least I gave it a try. And she didn't want it. No problem. No big deal. It's her house. It's her world. But you see, wherever I have a chance, I make things as perfect as possible. We were in a restaurant, Alfredo's, and we were talking to this young man, and he just wanted to come and talk to us. Every time we turned around, here he wasn't even our waiter. He was a waiter in the next section over. He kept coming by because he wanted to talk to us. And next thing you know, he's telling us his life story. And he's telling us all about things that are important to him. He's telling us about the world that's important to him. And he was saying that he would like to go and build a house up on the hill and you know, make it really nice. But first, he has to go to architectural school to learn how to be an architect. And then he would go continue with his building career. He's working in building to know how to build it properly and things like that. He said he saw another person do this, and he was so thrilled with what they did that it just pleased him. Well, now, it was very interesting because he was saying he wanted to do these things, and he was saying that this is what he would do, and he was saying how he would do it. I mean, here we're just sitting there eating customers in a restaurant, and we're just being pleasant, and he's telling us all of these dreams he has. See, he doesn't feel his age. And so I said to him, "How old are you? You look and act as though you must be about 23. He says, "I'm 31. And I said, "Well, great." I said, "You act youthful and dynamic, you know." And he says, "Well, I took a couple of years off and didn't go to college and just did a few other things." And he says, "Now I'm ready to go back to college and finish for my degree and finish for this." And I said, "Well, why do you have to have a degree to build a house up on the hill?" He said, because I want to know all the latest things in architecture that you can do, and I want to learn all the building things that you can do. And I said, well, that's admirable. That's great. Now, are you going to be a very competent architect? Oh, no doubt about it. Are you going to be an excellent builder? Oh, yes, definitely. Because I learn everything perfectly. I say, hey, that's really cool. That's really wonderful. And as we went out the door of the restaurant, he had to usher us out the door. He had to say goodbye to us again on the outside and say how nice it was that we talked with him and that he was able to share with us and tell us his dream and not have us laugh at it and stuff like that. And we said, why should anyone ever laugh at anyone else's dream unless you laugh at it yourself? He says, oh, that's a point. You see, when we have our dreams and we let them drag us down, we let us think that we're too old for our dream, then we're very silly, aren't we? We're very silly. Because we're never too old for our dreams. We're never too old for our life. We're never too old for the wonderful excitement that goes on in our life. And who knows what's going to happen next to us? Who knows what the next dimension is going to be that we may or may not be aware of? Who knows? Are you ready for it? Are you ready for all the excitement that's going to come on each new adventure that you walk into? Are you ready for all of the uniqueness of it, that you have no idea what's going to come, and you just say, okay, let her fly, let her come, I'm ready. And then what happens? Then you're open to it. You're not afraid of something. Oh, I don't want to go on a boat right now. I get seasick every time. Go on a boat. You won't get seasick if you're having an exciting time. You get seasick because you're worried. Go and have all of the adventures you want to have. Go have all the excitement you want to have. Mark, my son, is designing a new engine, and it's quite good. And he's got the engine all designed now. He's putting the finishing touches, the polishing, and getting the patents and all those things done. But a fellow came up to him at the airport and said to him, hey, can you make one of these that's 15 horsepower? And Mark said, certainly. Why do you want it that way? Well, I wanted to operate the jet power on my private jet airplanes. We have a group of them. And I wanted to provide the electricity for lighting and for, you know, running on the runway. Not on the runway, but on the taxiway, because I don't want to use the big engine for running it. And Mark says, oh, that'd be very easily done. He said, but you don't want just a 15 horsepower, you want a 25 horse, because you want it to have more power than you need. Always have it more power than you need, because if you have only the minimum power that you need, then you can never reach out beyond. And this was really quite a good lesson to me again, because you never build to your limit. You build to your upper limits of what demands might be. Of course, you might say, well, you need to have 1,000 horsepower. Well, no, that's not what his needs would have been. But he was able to express this. So what's Mark doing? Mentally, he's scaling down his plane from its, 65 horsepower to 25 horsepower, and putting in different pistons and putting in different operating systems to it, and it should have a life of thousands and thousands and thousands of hours, because it is working at just the median of its ability, and so it's not going to wear out fast. He's got these things all figured out, and people bring up new ideas to him, and my goodness sakes, I feel my age when I do not feel my age when I focus on my dreams. We should really let ourselves focus on our dreams more often and dream our wildest dream and have these wonderful experiences, because they're great. Now, what about when you reach the age of 25? Are you all done? 50, you all done? 60, 70, 80, you all done? No. My brother is in his 80s, and he says, Herb, I want you to take care of all of my estate for me and so forth. And he said, but what if you die before I do? And I said, no big deal. I'll be gone. You know. And he says, no, but I want you to take care of my estate. I said, you've already made Ellen your executrix of your estate. So, I forgot about them. You see, he's worried about things that are of no consequence to him, of no interest to him. If he dies, who cares? Who cares? He's got his property. He's already distributed it how he wants to. He's got a will made out. Everything's all done. What difference does it make? Even if he didn't have all that, what does he care? He's not around here to care. He's not around here to care who gets his rug and who gets his this and that, you know. But these are little things that we let disturb us. But you see, one of the reasons that we let them disturb us is because we do not feel our age when we focus on our dreams. His dream is having those things go to the right place, being used in the right way, having a continued life, because he took such pride and joy in collecting all that stuff. And he wants it to go on having a long and beautiful life. But you know, people who want things to go on having a long and beautiful life usually have everything go into the trash. Or a fire goes poof and it's gone. You know, how can you say something and when a fire goes poof and it's gone? You can't say, oh, my pictures, oh, my this, oh, my that. That's right. Oh, my. They're off in another dimension, you know. And that's okay. So rather than living what happens after we have died, or living what we're going to leave our goodies to, forget it. If people, I always say this, if people have not made it by the time you die, the little bit you leave them isn't going to make much difference to them. Mr. Gill was an exception, of course. He had billions of dollars, and he would have left it to his children after he died, but the thing is, he hadn't taught them how to use it. And so then he finally taught him how to use it, and he probably didn't even die. He's probably living into his hundreds now. I must really check up on dear Mr. Gill of Gill Electric Battery and see how he's doing. But I don't really care if he's alive. I love him. If he's dead, I love him. He just is doing whatever he's doing and happily doing it. Can you do whatever you're doing and happily do it? Or are you hung up on the past? Are you hung up on experiences that have come your way and said to you, oh dear, this is something to worry about, that's something to worry about? Forget it all. Forget it all. Because the only thing that matters is the here and the now. And if we live our life in the here and the now, just having a wonderful time, we will be the happiest, most joyful, most wonderful beings on the face of the earth. Because that's what life is all about. Think of that for yourself, and think how you would like to live your life. And think that your thought for today, I do not feel age when I focus on my dreams. Turn that around a little bit. Here you have a 10, 12-year-old kid dreaming of being an astronaut or something. He doesn't know that he's only 10 or 12 years old. He's got a whole educational experience before him before he becomes an astronaut. And then again, who knows? His mommy and daddy may become astronauts, and he may go into outer space with them before he becomes an official astronaut. But he'll be an official astronaut because he's in outer space. So, I do not feel age when I focus on my dreams. And this is really what life is all about. Live in the here and the now and enjoy yourself. I love you.